You're listening to Rise and Shine with Brendan and Michelle. This is part one of their interview with NSU President Rodney Hanley and Vice President Dan Mayberry. You can find the rest of the interview on Lakes Country's 102.1 website.
Hey, this is Brendan from Rise and Shine. I'm here with Michelle.
Hey, guys.
And we're live from NSU Studios, and we've got special guests right here. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
My name is Rod Hanley. I have the honor of serving as the 20th president of Northeastern State University.
We need a round of applause for that
20.
One. Let's go. Congratulations.
And then we've got the man that helped orchestrate this whole situation right here.
Yes.
Dan Mayberry, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely, guys. I'm Dan Mayberry, Vice President for University Relations and External Affairs. Really excited to have this community partnership. This has been a long time coming, and this could not be a better time to kick this off. So we're really happy to be here.
Right on. We're going to skip right to what everybody's curious about. Everybody's read about the McKinsey Scott donation.
Yeah.
$17 million is a big number.
It is a very big number.
I've heard that number a lot around town. Have you guys even had a chance to kind of figure out what you're going to do and how you're going to allocate that money?
Yeah, we're going through that's a good question. I get that question all the time, as you might imagine. We're going through kind of a careful planning process. What we want to do is amplify the money, right? The money was given to us to help students and the kind of student body that we have. And so we have a lot of first-gen college students at Northeastern State. We've got very high percentage of Native Americans. We also have a lot of students that come from a financially disadvantaged background. Mm-hmm. So what we want to be able to do is use that money in a smart, thoughtful, and very strategic way to help those students in particular. So probably the first thing that we're going to do with it is set up a series of scholarships. We haven't designed those yet, but we want to be able to help those students right here in Tahlequah and the surrounding area, including Broken Arrow. And so we're really excited about what we can do. You know, it's the largest single donation in the history of Northeastern State University. And so it's this is a big deal. I mean, it's, you know, when I was notified that we got this donation, I couldn't believe it.
I can't imagine what was that like? Where were you?
I was in my office. I got to tell you this story. So this is a good one. So I was traveling overseas doing some recruiting stuff, and I got an email. And the email said from this foundation that I'd never heard of before, saying that we've got some good news for you. Call me back. Call us back. Well, I get emails kind of like that all the time, usually from vendors trying to sell you something,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, the extended warranty in your car and
yes.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so I didn't call back. And so they sent me another email, and I promptly didn't respond to that one either. And then I got back from my overseas trip, and I handed the emails over to our director of our foundation and showed them to her and asked what she thought. And she thought, it sounds like a vendor, but I'll track it down for you. Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
Yes.
All right. So a couple of days go by. I'm in my office up in Seminary Hall, and she calls me and she says, "Are you sitting down?" And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "Well, I've got news." "Well, what's the news?"
Oh,
and she
goodness.
Goes, "Well, we got that foundation that you handed off to me. They want to give us money." And I thought, okay, maybe it's maybe a $10,000 or, you know, it's just something to help students with. And then she said $17 million. And I'm like, no, come on. I mean, it can't be real. Right. But it was. And, you know, every once in a while in life, the dog catches the car, and we're really excited about it.
That's right. Big shout out to Peggy Glenn for all her work with the foundation to
yes.
Yeah. Track all that down and really be a key player in helping us land that donation.
Yes.
It really does take everybody getting involved and checking, crossing the I's or dotting the I's, crossing the T's. Right. So does that include these new programs I'm hearing about? I saw that we're going to do military science, a full bachelor of nursing, and a doctorate of education. I was actually kind of surprised that wasn't something already at NSU with its reputation with education.
Yeah, so these funds obviously will help in a lot of areas.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been planning for some of this for some time. It takes quite a while to develop research and get some of these new academic programs mm-hmm. approved. But we're incredibly excited about what's happening academically at the university, and these three programs will really help set us up for success and really bringing in a new level of education to our region and fulfilling a lot of workforce needs.
Right, right.
I know selfishly, Michi and I are pretty hopeful we'll get to talk to some of those folks throughout this year, yeah?
Yep. Absolutely, yeah. You sure will.
This has been Rise and Shine's interview with NSU President Rodney Hanley and Vice President Dan Mayberry. To listen to the full interview, visit lakescountry1021.com.